And then just sitting for a moment in the body, sitting with the tree, sitting with the presence of the archangels and the imperishable flame housed in the ancient lighthouse. Hear these words. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image. The house of life. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and unfold from latent stress to potent living image, the house of life. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress the potent living image, the house of life. Find yourself, as before, standing outside your house of life. Looking at its exterior, looking at the great door, the jackal door knocker. And be aware that beside you is the hound from yesterday, who is accompanying you as guide and companion. You ascend the three steps and knock three times on the jackal door knocker, and the hound accompanies you. The door opens smoothly, and you and the hound together walk down the corridor to the room of the table and the mirror. You take your seat, and the hound sits beside you. The companions of the table join you, each with their own hound. The center of the table, there is the veiled grail. Above the table is the double rose, from which a golden light descends into the Grail. A sharp and clear and pointed light that is like a spear. Feel yourself in your place with your hound companion at your side. Be aware of the seat of the master or mistress of the table. As you commune with the Grail and with the companions, contemplate the mystery of the Grail and the Spear of Light. Be aware of the red and white dog beside you. The guide into mystery. Recall the experience of being the living tree, the living stone, the living Grail in the heart of the world. Look deep into the mirror and be aware that the doorway to the chapel has appeared there. And if it is right for you, you rise from your seat. You follow around the table. You go through the small doorway into the small chapel with the ancient Celtic cross and the even more ancient shining bronze sword. The dog accompanies you. And together you contemplate the hollow of the sword that breaks through all chains, that cuts all attachments, that frees and protects. Pray for a moment in the chapel of the sword. And then, letting the dog lead you, we return into the table, into the room of the table. Passing back down the corridor, coming to the spiral stair, and descending downwards. Past the chamber of images. Into the room of the establishment. And you watch as the dog leads you to the horned altar. And who steps into the altar, leaving the image of the white red hound in the heart of the cubic horned altar. And it is as if your hands operate without conscious volition, and you hold the horns of the altar, becoming one with it, becoming one with the hound. And suddenly it is as if the light is switched on. The basalt altar becomes shining white marble. A dog in the heart of the altar shines with whiteness and redness and sees all. The rainbow fire of the earth rises up through the altar. The four directions are lit, and the holy living creatures appear in the east and the west and the north and the south, and the great spiraling rainbow light gathers you and the hound as you ascend, spiraling upwards. Through the chamber of images and it's well. Past the chambers of Hod and Netzach, past the chamber of the table and the mirror, past Geburah and Gedulah, into the room of the double cube. Being crowned by the light of the supernals. You become the living grail, the living stone, the living tree, rooted in earth. With the moon in your pelvis, the sun in your heart, the stars in your head. You are living stone, you are living tree, you are the living chalice, you are the living human form. You are one with the hound, who is the one who opens the ways. So you see the great web of the universe, the pathways to and from. You send out the blessing of the uncreate light in all its forms. And you hear a voice. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, my own true self. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress the potent living image, my own true self. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress the potent living image, my own true self. Let your senses bring you back into the room. Pay attention to the candle at the center. Pay attention to your body sitting on the earth, sitting in space.